A simple question once changed everything. How did you learn to build rockets? Elon Musk's answer wasn't about advanced degrees or secret labs, just books. Not random reading, but hunting for fundamental principles that work across different fields. This approach captures what makes systems thinking and mathematical models so powerful. They're not abstract theories, but practical lenses that reveal hidden patterns in everything from your morning commute to civilization itself. While most self-help offers temporary fixes, these timeless frameworks teach you to see the invisible architecture of reality, the feedback loops driving social media addiction, the bottlenecks strangling your productivity, the compounding effects quietly building or destroying your future. These models aren't just intellectual curiosities. They're survival tools for navigating an increasingly complex world where understanding systems separates those who thrive from those who merely react. Feedback loops are the invisible engines running your relationships, bank account, and habits. A thermostat cycles heat on and off to maintain temperature. You post online, get likes, feel validated, post more. Same mechanism, profoundly different consequences. Adam Smith observed how society self-regulates through moral feedback. We're inherently selfish, yet behave decently because we crave approval and fear rejection. Every smile or frown adjusts our behavior. Courts establishing precedents and governments refusing ransom demands both create feedback mechanisms shaping future behavior. Information cascades occur when everyone follows everyone else. Investors panic sell because others are selling, not from analysis. Restaurant owners seat early customers by windows to trigger feedback. Visible diners signal popularity, attracting more diners, creating actual popularity. The tit-for-tat strategy demonstrates how feedback builds trust. Cooperate first, then mirror the other person's action. Walking a tightrope requires constant micro-adjustments. This mirrors equilibrium in systems, where opposing forces create stability through continuous correction, not static perfection. Modern medicine improves when patients participate actively. Shared decision-making decreases knowledge asymmetry, but trust must develop alongside data. Biosphere 2 attempted a self-sustaining ecosystem. Media called it a failure when oxygen dropped, but it provided invaluable data about interconnection complexity. Equilibrium represents both stability and stagnation. Learning which loops matter and when to intervene separates those creating virtuous cycles from those trapped in destructive spirals. Bottlenecks, the slowest parts limiting overall output, create backups and waste, like three lanes merging into two. Yet bottlenecks spark innovation. World War II shortages forced breakthroughs. Japanese silk scarcity led to nylon parachutes. Threatened rubber supplies produced synthetic Ameripol. Resource-constrained Civil War surgeons reduced infection mortality from 60% to 3%. Not all bottlenecks are problems. Security checkpoints deliberately slow processes for safety. The key is intentionality, choosing bottlenecks strategically rather than letting them emerge accidentally. Every system has constraints. Eliminate one and another appears. As leverage points, bottlenecks are where small improvements yield disproportionate results. When my daughter asked why we couldn't build a ladder to the moon, her question revealed a misconception, that systems simply scale without fundamental changes. Reality proves otherwise. What works at one size often fails at another. Japanese Shinsei companies demonstrate strategic smallness. Over 50,000 Japanese businesses have survived a century by remaining compact and family-owned. Kongo Gumi built Buddhist temples from 578 AD until 2006, surviving 40 generations by staying small. Scaling up isn't always advantageous. Sometimes staying nimble ensures longevity. Artificial lighting's evolution shows non-linear scaling. Animal fat lamps needed minimal infrastructure. Whale oil created elaborate harvesting operations. Gas lighting required centralized networks while enabling round-the-clock factories. Each advancement demanded increasingly complex systems while expanding productivity. Engineers design bridges to handle far more than expected loads. This buffer between capacity and stress is the margin of safety, the gap between order and chaos. Jacques Jaujard embodied this as director of French National Museums during World War II. His motto, to lead is to anticipate. Days before war reached France, he evacuated the Louvre, dispersing treasures across the countryside with color-coded importance levels. Rose Valland, working undercover in the Nazis' art theft division, secretly recorded stolen artwork. Not a single Louvre item was lost, while Nazis stole approximately 5 million artworks elsewhere. Learning provides crucial margin of safety by reducing blind spots, the source of all mistakes. Learning beyond immediate job requirements creates a buffer, allowing adaptation when circumstances shift. Surface area represents your contact with the outside world. Traditional circuses stagnated as closed systems until Russia opened formal circus schools, inviting artists from other disciplines to transform circus arts. Conversely, reducing surface area can be strategic. Castro's Cuban rebels, only 180 to 200 men against Batista's thousands, operated in small mobile units, targeting vulnerable infrastructure rather than engaging directly. By becoming invulnerable, they maintained minimal surface area as both defensive and offensive strategy. Different situations demand different surface areas. Knowing when to expand and when to contract is key. Why do movements suddenly explode after years of obscurity? Critical mass, the point where a single additional input causes disproportionate impact. New Zealand becoming the first self-governing country granting women voting rights in 1893 demonstrates this. Years of shifting the Overton window, the range of politically acceptable ideas, created favorable conditions. A small settler population seeking fairness, male political support, equal education access, and women's workplace presence. Kate Shepard's persistent petitioning gathered 32,000 signatures in a country under 750,000, finally tipping the system to pass suffrage and inspire worldwide movements. Cities exemplify this phenomenon. Jane Jacobs explained that infrastructure matters less than how it fosters human connection. Sidewalks become meaningful through surrounding mixed-use buildings generating activity. Safety emerges organically when enough eyes on the street exist through diverse activities at different times, creating self-sustaining feedback loops. Critical mass isn't just science terminology. It's understanding how accumulated effort reaches the tipping point, transforming possibility into reality. Small advantages consistently applied create exponential growth, like a snowball rolling downhill. When first-century Jewish leaders required fathers to educate sons from age six, it meant economic sacrifice in agrarian societies. Yet this literacy eventually enabled transitions to lucrative urban professions as merchants and moneylenders, providing advantages as economies evolved. Sidney Weinberg rose from janitor's assistant to Goldman Sachs CEO by understanding cumulative advantage. He cultivated relationships throughout his career, serving on over 30 corporate boards and prioritizing friendship before business. National Geographic explorer Mireya Mayer similarly built expertise through compounding experiences. Her 1996 Guyana expedition taught lessons that enabled increasingly complex challenges. Sometimes we reach what seems like a summit, only to discover we're on a small hill. The difference between local maxima, smaller peaks, and global maxima, absolute highest values. Lisa Lindhall's 1977 jog bra development exemplifies this pattern. Her personal growth required descending from comfortable local maxima, including managing epilepsy and returning to college. As she noted, what you thought was the pinnacle was in fact only the floor of your next level. Before Queen's global success, members developed through previous bands like Smile, which reached a local maximum but couldn't break through further. Success requires patience as efforts compound and willingness to sacrifice short-term comfort for long-term gains. These models are practical tools for navigating complexity. Feedback loops reveal how small changes cascade through systems. Equilibrium teaches when to maintain stability versus embrace productive chaos. Bottlenecks show where to focus improvements, while scale helps anticipate how solutions must transform as they grow. Margin of safety builds buffers against uncertainty, and critical mass identifies tipping points for change. Surface area guides exposure decisions. Compounding reveals exponential results from small efforts. And distinguishing global from local maxima prevents settling for good when great remains possible. True power emerges when combining these models into a latticework of understanding. This isn't about memorization. It's about practicing application, reflecting on results, and building connections between models. Think of mental models as a new operating system revealing patterns invisible to others. Start small, practice consistently, and watch your understanding compound into something greater than the sum of its parts.